Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, Federal News Radio interviews the CIOs of federal agencies about the latest directives, IT challenges, and successes. Now here's your host, Jason Miller.
My special guest today is Malcolm Jackson, the Assistant Administrator for the Office of Environmental Information and Chief Information Officer for the Environmental Protection Agency. Malcolm, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Well, Jason, thank you for having me today.
So this is a return engagement for you. You were last on the show almost two years ago now, and things have changed a little bit. We're going to catch up to some of those old priorities and talk about your new priorities. But first, I want to start with the question that I see a lot of CIOs kind of starting to address is there's chief information officers and there's chief technology officers. The CTO is not a new position, but I think several more CIOs are bringing in or have brought in over the last year, year and a half CTOs. Give me a sense of how that works within EPA and how your roles differ and how you guys work together.
We do have a CTO, chief technology officer, and me as the CIO. The difference between the two is one looks primarily looking forward. The CTO, his role is to look into the future and to plan, be more of a visionary. How do we want to take technology to the next level? As a CIO, the CTO reports to me. My role is to manage that, kind of set the vision, direction where we want to go. He, as the CTO, kind of lays that plan forward. So there's a strong partnership between my CTO, who's named Von Noga. He does a great job of kind of laying the path toward the future based on directions I provide with him in terms of where I want to go. So think of it as, if you think of a ship, I point the ship in one direction and he kind of navigates the waters.
So when you talk about the direction that EPA wants to go, are we talking about like from a strategic plan or even the next level down where he's saying, okay, here's our technology infrastructure. Here's, you know, right now we're using Unix, for instance. We want to move to Linux. Is it that type of specifics?
Well, it can be. I mean, really what people should keep in mind is there's a couple of components to technology. One of it is how do you leverage technology to meet the mission of the agency and what technology do you need for that? If it is Unix then or a new operating system in that particular case, as you gave an example, then it would be that. In some cases, we look very hard at how do we improve the way we function as an agency leveraging technology. So as an example, something that we may be looking at and a lot of people talk about today is cloud computing, looking at what are commodity-based services that we could buy, purchase, that might make sense to go to a cloud because it may not be something that's the critical or mission-critical system for the agency. So if you're going with a cloud-based solution, what is the architectural path forward with regard to that? And that's what the CTO will focus on, designing, coming up with a plan to address our overall cloud strategy for the agency.
Now, I know you guys just made a big award over the last month or so to Lockheed Martin for email as a service. We're going to get to that probably a little later in the discussion. But let me back up a sec, though. When you talk about setting the vision, from a CIO's perspective, does that work for you? Because you wear multiple hats within EPA. You're not just the CIO. You have the assistant administrator role. When you set the vision, give me a sense of what that means for EPA.
Let me go back, actually, and talk about what my role is. You talk about assistant administrator and the CIO. As an assistant administrator, I actually run a program here at the agency. So I run a toxic release inventory program, and that program manages and keeps track of the amount of toxins that have been released into our environment, land, water, or air. And we release this information and make it public. Then I also wear the CIO hat. And as the chief information officer, I manage all the technology for the agency. And I look across the agency. We don't have a centralized technology shop. It's managed in various components across the agency. So I'm looking across the agency and trying to understand what is the best approach we should have for the agency, keeping one EPA hat on or mindset. So I want to focus on what makes the most sense for us from a technology perspective and how do we leverage technology that's going to benefit the agency as a whole. Something very simple to keep in mind, which we recently did, is we had awarded our new hardware contract, where in the past we have 10 regional offices, and these 10 regional offices negotiated all their own hardware contracts. Today, we have one enterprise or agency-wide hardware contract that takes into account all 10 of our regions, as well as our headquarters and our laboratories, and it's one blanket contract that they all can buy in. It gives us the same level of services and offers one approach toward technology across the entire agency.
Now, that sounds to me like you were kind of taking control over, or at least centralizing, the commodity IT purchases, something that OMB had put in a memo about a year ago. Is that where this all is building from?
It is. It's taken into account. OMB wants us to move toward shared services, wants us to leverage the buying power of either an agency, department, or the federal government, depending upon where you sit in the federal government. So we're taking that same mindset here. We want to do what's right for the agency and look for opportunities to optimize our investments.
Tell me a little bit about that hardware contract. I mean, is it a multiple award contract? Is it a multi-vendor contract? Or did you guys look at strategic plan, looked at your current install base and say, you know, we're going to go with this company because that just makes sense for us?
We took a look at what our needs were. Everything is based on what your needs from an agency perspective. We took into account input from all of our regions, from our labs, wanting to understand what did they need from a hardware perspective, and we put it out for a bid. And based on the bid, the result came back and we made a one vendor selection. We took into account what they could offer to us from a capability perspective, aligned it with what our needs were, and then made the appropriate acquisition decision.
The other thing it's interesting about the commodity IT. Again, we mentioned the email as a service that we'll talk about later. From a commodity standpoint, how much pushback did you get from your regions when you said, okay, we're going to do this commodity hardware deal or this email as a service deal that's going to be enterprise-wide? I mean, were regions ready for this? Did they know it was coming?
So they didn't know it was coming. That's the short answer. They knew that we were moving in that direction because as an agency, we've been talking about a one EPA approach toward any initiative that we have. So this has started with the administrator, from down to the deputy administrator and across all assistant administrators. So it was no surprise from that perspective. What we did, though, to help affect the successfulness of this is we reached out to have collaboration with all of our region representatives to help us form what the package would look like to make sure that they had input into it, to make sure that they had transparency and visibility into it, so they have a sense for where we were going relative to the contract that was going on the street.
Where do you see maybe some other areas you will look at from a commodity approach over the next maybe year?
Let me go back to this hardware contract. Our approach to that is regions are currently under contracts, so they will opt in as their contracts expire over time. So it's going to be a migration to this hardware contract over time. But the regions have bought into it, they support it, and they know that it's the right thing to do from an agency perspective. Relative to your other question around where do we see things going over time, I think there's a number of opportunities there that we can take a hard look at. As an example, we signed a cloud computing contract which offers cloud services to various offices within our agency. And what we're looking to do there is we wanted to negotiate the contract one time with one vendor who would offer the services to anyone that wanted to buy into that contract. So cloud computing is one component of it as we see the next piece of this. The other pieces that we see going forward is perhaps looking for services either within our agency. So there are certain areas within the agency where they might provide technology services that may be better or at a lower price point than other parts of the agency. We may look to leverage that. Something else that we're looking at is services by perhaps other agencies. Is there an opportunity to leverage or partner with other agencies around big data? Are there opportunities to partner with other agencies around just data collection? These are all things that we're going to be exploring over time to see what makes the most sense for us for an agency and provides us with the best investment.
All right, very nice. We're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break and come back. We'll jump into some of those priorities. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Malcolm Jackson, the Assistant Administrator for the Office of Environmental Information and Chief Information Officer for the Environmental Protection Agency.
Those old blankets and towels you may want to throw out can make a big difference in the life of a shelter dog. The volunteers of the Montgomery County Humane Society are hosting their annual Holiday with the Shelter Dogs this holiday season, and you can help. Your generous donations of blankets, toys, towels, and dog beds can make a big difference for a homeless dog. You can drop off your donations at area bark stores in Rockville, Olney, and Gaithersburg. For more information, call 240-773-5960.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Malcolm Jackson, the Assistant Administrator for the Office of Environmental Information and CIO for the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, Malcolm, before break, we're talking a lot about your next steps around commodity IT, maybe some of where the centralization could occur across the agency. Let's talk more broadly. You mentioned maybe cloud as a priority. You talked a little bit about email as a service as a new priority, the migration to it. Give me a sense. What are you trying to work on? What are you trying to get done over the next 6 or 9 months?
In short, we've got our biggest lift that we have at the agency right now is our move toward collaboration and email. Over the next 3 to 4 months, we're going to be doing the heavy lift of moving from our current email system to Microsoft 365 in the cloud. Over the summer, we put a bid out, and we awarded a contract in less than 160 days. 4 months or so after that contract was awarded, we're going live, with email, calendaring, contacts, as well as the full suite of collaboration tools, video conferencing, document sharing, just a whole host of new capabilities that I believe is going to be transformational for this agency.
That's a short time frame, 4 months. I mean, give me a sense of why such a short time frame.
Change is not easy for any organization, but I believe that you should look to shorten that period, that time frame associated with change, as short as possible. We've got a great team here that's working on it, either with our EPA folks that are working on it, as well as a very strong partnership with our vendors. And we believe we can do this within the 4 month time frame, and it's going to be something that's critical. These tools are critical for what we do here at this agency.
One of the lessons learned from talking to other CIOs who have moved email to the cloud, for instance, GSA is a prime example, is the change management piece, not with the vendor, but with the employees. Is that a big focus for you starting now and moving out over the next 4 months?
Absolutely. What we're doing is we've broken the migration into three categories. There's the technology piece. What do we need to do from a technology perspective? How do we align our hardware for the migration over to the cloud? How are we aligning what we're doing with our vendors that we're using going to the cloud? Things like email, contacts, Blackberries, all of that. So that's from the technology perspective of it. Then there's the second piece of this agency preparedness. So what are we doing around preparing the agency for this change? Taking into account training, taking into account helping people to understand how do they leverage the tool differently in doing their work going forward. Some of the work that we've been doing in the past that was done either automated through other tools, we're going to be able to leverage this tool to be able to enable this and bring this to the agency as a whole. The third piece of this is around governance. Governance from the perspective of, as you think about document sharing, if you think about websites that you can develop using these tools, how do you effectively manage that? How do you put a construct in place that will help people understand and know how to use the tool and know when they have the flexibility to bring up a new website? When do they have to go through some sort of governance model for approval for going up to a new website? Do you use an organizational structure? Do you use a functional structure? How do you build communities? And what type of communities do we want to have out there? All of that falls under governance and change management. We've been working very closely with GSA. We've been working very closely with USDA. And we've also been working very closely with NOAA to understand some of the best practices and their learnings that they've experienced as they did their migration. And we're incorporating that into the work that we're doing here at EPA.
Let me back up to one of them. I want to start with the technology piece. What email system are you guys on now? Do you have multiple email systems and everything's moving just to the, the Outlook in the cloud? Or do you have maybe one but different versions of the same one across the agency?
Well, we're very fortunate. We only have one email system here at EPA, Lotus Notes. We're moving to Microsoft 365 collaboration tool suite. This move will provide us with all new capabilities that we just didn't have available today. And we have a number of different collaboration tools that span across various regions, as well as offices here at the agency. But we're going to move everyone to one platform. They'll be able to share all their documents. They'll be able to interact, do video conferencing. This is something that I think, and from talking with various folks, I know is going to be transformational from the agency. And I have to tell you one anecdote that I've been sharing with people. When we made the announcement that we were going to Microsoft 365, I had employees hugging me as I was walking down the hallway.
Because they were just happy to get rid of Lotus Notes.
Well, they're happy to be receiving, to getting the new capabilities. They recognize that these new capabilities are going to help take the agency to a new level. And this is something which they've been wanting for some time. It puts us all on one platform, so you don't have the incompatibility between one tool, one collaboration tool set to another one.
I mean, EPA is one of those agencies that is very big on collaboration. I mean, you know, environmental data, environmental efforts tend to span not just into one just silo, but across the agency. You know, the email's nice, but do you think it's the collaboration tools that really is going to be the biggest transformational piece for EPA?
I think that's going to be the game changer for us. The collaboration tools, going to be the one thing we just don't have today. What we use here for collaboration is email. Email, so we're sending documents back and forth. So you're always trying to find which is the document of record. Today, we're going to move from a push model to a pull model. We're going to pull people to one location where they can all collaborate jointly. They can actually edit documents jointly, and they can have dialogue around information that can help, that helps us meet the mission of this agency. And one more thing that I want to add to that is the fact that when you talked about collaboration within the agency, our collaboration spans beyond the agency. We collaborate a lot with other agencies as well. NOAA, we collaborate a lot with them. We collaborate a lot with Energy. And we see this tool set as a way and a means of helping us to collaborate outside of our agency with our other members of the federal family, collaborate with our state partners, as well as with our tribal partners.
So I figured you're going to go down that path because the work you guys do with the states is incredible. Let me go back up to one other thing you mentioned about this email as a service, the governance piece. That's probably the toughest one. The technology, everyone says, well, we can do technology, but it's the culture that has to change. From a training standpoint, from a governance structure, are you guys setting up a new CIO council, for lack of a better word, or a new management council to deal with these governance issues? And then what are you doing about training?
The short answer is we're putting together more of a business council that will manage the governance component of it. We're responsible for providing the capabilities or enabling it through the technology piece of it. The technology is the easy piece. People have done this before. It's not like this is rocket science. But what they haven't done, and we don't have a really strong model in place currently, is around the governance side of it. So what we have done is we've reached out to our business partners as high as our deputy administrator, and he's formed a cross-functional team of folks within various offices within the agency, as well as my office, and we're working together to define what that governance model looks like. Now, we're not starting from a clean sheet of paper. Just a week ago, I was meeting with another one of the agencies here who was using the current tool set that we're going to, and we're learning from what their experiences have been around governance. We had a number of their members in. They talked about the governance model that they're currently using. They've shared with us some of their best practices, as well as some of their learnings of what they would do differently relative to a governance model. We're going to take that into account as we look to design our model. We will leverage what we've learned from them as well as from other agencies and put a model in place that should accommodate what we're looking to do here from a government perspective.
Very nice. Something to follow up with you over the next 4 or 5 months, see how things are going. But first, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about your priorities. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Malcolm Jackson, the Assistant Administrator for the Office of Environmental Information and CIO for the Environmental Protection Agency.
Mission success depends on having the right people. America's brightest and finest make up the men and women of the United States Air Force. They stand the line to protect and ensure America's freedoms 24/7, 365. And they have been doing it for more than 60 years with vigilance that never stops and never wavers. The Air Force Association would like to thank those patriotic airmen who have sacrificed so much to keep us safe. Please visit AFA.org to learn more about what the Air Force Association does for America's airmen.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Malcolm Jackson, the Assistant Administrator in the Office of Environmental Information and Chief Information Officer for the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, Malcolm, before break, we were talking a lot about commodity IT as a major priority. There's other priorities around IT that you also have. Give me a sense of what else you're looking at. What else are you working on?
We actually break our IT investments into three categories. There's the commodity IT component, which we've been talking a lot about relative to cloud-based computing and email. There's also business IT, which takes into account what we're doing around finance and HR. And then there's mission IT, which are more of the systems that support the mission, either systems around water, air, or chemistry and things of that nature. One of our next priorities is around the business IT side of things. We have a HR system that's a little antiquated, and we have a huge initiative underway now that's migrating our HR systems. It's called our HR line of business, from where we are today, which is internally supported, to Department of Interior, their NBC systems. And this initiative will go live. It's planned to go live in 2015. It takes into account payroll. It takes into account time and attendance. It has links back to our finance organization. So there's actually two large organizations that fall underneath it. It's our HR organization as well as our finance organization. And what we've done to take to effect the success of this is we're piloting a project management office within my organization that manages multiple projects and multiple project managers within the agency to support this effort. This is actually our first PMO that we've created, at least within my office, and it's been very successful up to this point. We look at this as a pilot, one in which we want to learn from, and one in which we hope that we may be looking to extend as we move forward with IT investments over time.
So the HR line of business, a priority over the last decade or so to kind of centralize, move to a shared service provider. But 2015 to go live, that seems like a long time from now. Probably for you, it's probably too short. Why out in 2015, and are you going to get certain pieces live sooner?
It will all go live in 2015, and it's because of the complexity associated with this initiative. Moving toward a Department of Interior's NBC, they actually have, I think, over 30 departments or agencies that are already on their HR LOB. Our challenges are that we have a lot of decentralized systems that have to be tied into this. And given the complexity associated with it, complexities associated with payroll, complexity associated with onboarding, as well as employee and manager self-serve, it just takes time. And then also NBC, because they're doing this and providing this service for a number of different agencies and departments, it's how we line up with their migration plan that they have in place. They're migrating a number of agencies and departments, and when you look at when we can have work done and align it with when they can line us up with their migration path, 2015 is the best time frame.
And when you think about it, payroll, onboarding, things of that nature are so critical that you can't have a mess up. You can't go down for a few weeks because of what it is. You also mentioned mission critical IT systems. One of the most successful, I think, mission critical ones is the CDX system that we've talked about before that EPA, I think, has gotten a lot of praise for. What else are you doing around mission critical IT to maybe update it or make it meet the mission that much better?
CDX is Central Data Exchange. It's the way in which we pass data between various offices within the agency, as well as between states and tribes. It's a mission-critical system that's managed out of my office. And what we're always looking to do is how do we evolve CDX, take it to the next level? How do we make it where it's easier for people to use it? How do we drive down the cost to the optimum unit cost? And what we're looking at doing is over the next year, we're looking to take CDX to the cloud. And we want to provide cloud-based services to our states and tribes as a way that they can download their services, they can customize them and use it, and it will provide the same services and also lower their costs while doing it and having a bit of standardization associated with it. We think if we do this and we do it in the time frame that's associated, and we do it in a way that makes it easy for people to use it, that we're going to improve their service overall from data collection and passing of data across the entire enterprise here.
When you say take CDX to the cloud, now is that under its current contract or is there a recompete maybe coming up or is that undecided yet?
It's under the current contract. So we're going to leverage the current contract that we have, look to provide cloud-based services to our business partners, but we're also going to be looking to improve some of the services we have and as well as add new capabilities. We actually want to begin to use CDX as a way of passing data, not just between states, but also between perhaps other agencies and departments.
And when you say that from an EPA perspective, or you know, have two agencies come together, like you know, USDA and Interior would pass it through CDX as well?
It's a possibility. Well, once we take it to cloud and we begin to get into multi-tenant clouds, we're connecting agencies, and it could just be a government cloud, and you can connect agencies to agencies and just allow them to be able to just buy that service, then I see that as an opportunity that we may be able to leverage going forward.
In regards to other mission critical, are you looking to take maybe other systems to the cloud or update other systems?
I think what we have to do is look at it on an application or system by system basis and seeing if it makes sense for us to take that system to the cloud. One thing that we do know is we want to make life easier for people to work with our agency, and we want to find ways of doing that. Today, there's various websites you have to go to for doing business with the EPA. Going forward, we want to see if we can make that easier, where you don't go to multiple websites. Perhaps you just go to one website. And how do you do that? How do you go to one website to be able to check or submit a water permit or to check on an air permit? We want to figure out how to make that easier, drive down costs, and make it where people feel good about working with us.
The other thing about making things easier, both on employees and potentially some of the state and locals and tribes, is mobile computing. How are you guys addressing the mobile needs of both customers, internal and external?
You know, mobile is something that's just evolving over time. I'm just amazed at how quickly that technology has advanced just in the last year. We're taking a very hard look at our mobile strategy. Today, we're piloting different types of mobile technology with the objective being we want to be agnostic from a mobile perspective, from a device perspective. That's the overall goal. Now, how we get there from a plan going forward, we're keeping our eye on that on mobile devices. Currently, we're piloting a tablet using Windows 8. We actually have been doing this pilot before Windows 8 was released. We got an early production-ready version of it, and we started loading it on tablets and giving it to some of our users to get a sense for how they might use the technology and what their thoughts and beliefs are on it. But it's an area that I think there's tremendous opportunity. It's an area in which we here at EPA need to keep our eye on and be pragmatic and make decisions that will help us meet agency's mission overall.
All right. Well, we are almost out of time. Before I let you go, I know a lot of vendors listen to my show, so I wanted to just ask you, what kind of recommendations do you have for how should they work with your office?
A couple of things. One of the things we do, once a year we have a vendor day, and we share with them what we're doing, kind of the work we have underway, kind of our vision, and we want to understand what kind of products and services that they offer. I would suggest that they look for that. We had it in the spring last year. It'll probably be in the spring sometime this year, and it'll go out on the Federal Registry when we're going to have that for next year. Relative to things we're looking for, I'd say that vendors should look for what our mission is, understand what our mission is, and look at how they can help us serve our mission from a technology perspective. Some people come to see me and they just want to understand what it is we're doing, and they love to tell me that they can help us in any ways, in any means. Well, in a lot of ways, it would be more helpful if the conversation are more focused around, I know that you're doing X, and I can provide you service that will help you in accomplishing whatever that X is that you're looking to accomplish. That helps me focus our conversation and have more of a richer conversation, one in which will benefit me as well as benefit them.
Very good advice, and as always, and unfortunately, though, we are out of time. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today was Malcolm Jackson, the Assistant Administrator in the Office of Environmental Information and Chief Information Officer for the Environmental Protection Agency. Malcolm, thank you so much for taking the time to have a second engagement on Ask the CIO.
Well, Jason, thank you for having me today. I really enjoyed this.
You've been listening to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Ask the CIO, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
In the last 6 months, big data has taken big leaps in the federal government with OMB's digital government strategy and OSTP's push for open data initiatives. But with a recent focus on big data policies, what technologies are being used to advance processes such as collection, storage, analysis, and dissemination? Join AFSIA Bethesda and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence on December 13th at the Bethesda North Marriott to hear. Register today at afsiabethesda.org/DEC breakfast.
Newsmakers on the Federal Drive.
Soon to be senior senator from Virginia, Mark Warner.
Europe is in a recession. China is slowing dramatically. India's got enormous political gridlock as well. We look pretty darn good compared to the rest of the world. And if we can get a real substantive budget deal that will phase in over the next 10 years, quite honestly, I think a budget deal will do more for job growth and the spur of this economy than any specific program the president or Governor Romney laid out in their campaign.
Hear the entire interview online, federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.